people do that, we raise questions to people about, as representatives, whether they're willing to support moving to direct democracy, and find out whether or not they're really in favor of democracy. That's the way it can be done.
Thank you very much.
And it has to be counted.
Thank you for your comments.
Okay, next caller. Once again, the question is, can we expect real change from Washington?
Yeah, so of course Washington decided to go after Gaddafi in Libya, and Al Jazeera on BAI decided to go after Gaddafi in Libya. This is Tony Bates' idea, so...
Yeah, that's our flag guy, I believe.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi.
You're on Occupy Wall Street Radio. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I have problems even with the NGOs down in Washington, D.C. They've just been down there comfortable a little too long. But with regard to Barack Obama, I took the train out to Detroit for Rosa Parks' service in 2005. And that was the Barack Obama I voted for in 2008. You know, he has definitely not earned our trust in the last 3 years.
Oh, I hear that, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Next caller on the air, you're on WBAI. We're asking tonight, can real change come out of Washington?
Hi. Maybe not. But the point is, people should vote, and they don't have to vote for Barack Obama or the other guy, whoever he turns out to be. They can vote for the small parties. And you might think that, okay, they don't have a chance. What's the point? Well, the point is, the reason they don't have a chance is because we don't vote for them. And so, you know, maybe change can't happen, but nobody, the two-party system is one of the things, possibly the main thing, that's preventing that change from happening.
Point well taken. And we will go to the next caller. This is Occupy Wall Street Radio. You are on the air. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, one of the things that I think is extremely important is for the African-American and Latino people to awaken to the reality of Obama. One of the reasons I believe that so is because they are who create the real masses in New York, in this country. And if they were awakened, they could shake and move this country and move Obama.
Well, many of us folks of color drank the Obama Kool-Aid, so I hope that you're on to something, but I'm not sure that that can happen. We're going to take one more. You have to be very quick because we have to make way for the next program coming up.
No, hell no. Is that quick enough?
That's very quick.
Well, thank you so much for your thoughts.
And we're going to get out of here. That's all the time that we have. We want to thank our technical producer, Reggie Johnson. We want to thank our engineer, Michael G. Haskins. And we want to thank you for listening and remind you that this is Occupy Wall Street Radio. We need support here at WBAI. It takes money to make this station run, to keep these lights on, to keep these microphones hot. That requires fundraising. So give us a call, 212-209-2950. Pledge your support to WBAI. A $25 pledge, a $50 pledge. Free speech is only here because the community supports it. Free Ellis. I'm just telling you, Free Ellis.
and Occupy Wall Street. Radio will be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. right after the WBAI Evening News. The number to call with your pledges of support to this commercial-free, listener-sponsored radio station is 212-209-2950. We're in our winter fundraising and membership drive. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Just a couple of minutes past 7. And upcoming in just a moment will be a rebroadcast of Wake Up Call with Esther Armar. We're going to rebroadcast that this evening for you. And we encourage you to keep your dial right where it is at 99.5 FM. We'll be coming to that in just a moment. Please stay tuned. All right, we'll be going to the program. That's a Wake Up Call, a rebroadcast of Wake Up Call with Esther Armar. Just to let you know, usually you'd be tuning in to Off the Hook, news and information from the Hacker Underground with Emmanuel Goldstein and crew. They're off this week, and so they'll be back next week at 7 p.m. And the same for the 8 o'clock program, which is the Personal Computer Show with Joe King and Hank Key. So we will go now to the program already in progress.
...and plans to return to her life in a Japanese psychiatric hospital. She says she wants visitors to come away with a simple message: stop war and celebrate the brilliance of life. Not such a crazy idea. Jessica Baldwin, Al Jazeera, London.
Thanks for listening to Al Jazeera English on the Radio, broadcast exclusively by the Pacifica Radio Network, free speech radio.
It is 2 minutes past six. You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. This is Wake Up Call.
Hold on, it's sweet in the morning. Sweet in the morning.
Indeed, good morning. I'm Esther Armar. We have M. Saidi on engineering duty this morning. It's week two. We are in Fun Drive. Imagine this. Imagine being able to really manage and deal with your stress. Use all of your brain power. Actually, use all of it. I know that I don't. So I know that's true for lots of you that are listening. Get the absolute most out of your day and still feel rested, not exhausted or irritable, or that there aren't enough hours in the day. And I know everybody in New York understands that. Well, when was the last time you had a day like that? So let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of IQ meditation? It's called integrated quantum meditation. Well, it's a simple form of meditation. It's practiced 20 minutes twice a day. It's not a religion or a philosophy or a lifestyle, but it is a global phenomenon. It's used by Hollywood Academy Award winners, major corporate professionals. It was used to train Haile Selassie's ministers. National leaders of Ethiopia, China, Ghana have been taught how to do this. It's a meditation technique for everyday living. And guess what? It is now right here for you. Now, the man, the vision, the creator behind this IQ meditation technique is called George Quandt. He's a master teacher of meditation. He is a global phenomenon in major demand. It's impossible to ever get hold of him. But guess what? He is right here in studio this morning. This is a very special wake-up call, 2 hours with George Quandt and this IQ meditation. All of that coming up. You're listening. This is definitely your meditative wake-up call. Good morning. How are you doing? If you're listening to us from any of the boroughs here in the city, if you're out in the tri-state area, online at WBAI.org. This is such a treat this morning. I hadn't heard of this gentleman until yesterday, and then I started reading and researching, and I thought, wow, I can't believe he is live in studio with us this morning, but he is. George Quandt, that's his name. He is a master teacher of meditation. He's been doing this for 30 years. He's lectured from Stanford University right here in the United States to teaching and lecturing at the Haile Selassie University in Addis Ababa. There are corporations who have tried his technique and then used it for their entire corporation. IBM is just one of those. He's the founding director of the IKCA, which is a non-profit research and educational corporation. Him and his team, get this, they got the biggest ever grant, $3 million to actually study meditation, the biggest ever grant. This dude is like the meditator to world leaders, corporate heads, and Hollywood honchos. He's worked closely with world-renowned authors and leaders in the field of wellness and self-development. So we all know the name Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, Les Brown. Well, George Quandt has worked with all of those folks. He is in global demand and actually normally lives in L.A., and let's just be honest, this gentleman at that level is hella expensive. But for Pacifica, we have this absolutely exclusive special offer. And today, George Quandt is with us in studio for the entire 2 hours. GQ, wow. GQ is the name of a magazine. Good morning, George Quandt.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. 6 o'clock and early. Do you know why I've got so much pep in my step?
Why is that?
Yesterday, we actually had a very special guided meditation with George right here in the studios at WBAI. And you said to us at the end, you will feel a shift in your energy for the next 4 to 5 days. And I woke up, and anybody who knows this, you do night shifts. You get up this early, you're on the move. I know there's folks on their move, on their way to work, getting ready, or been up already, or at work already. It is a challenge to get enough rest so you feel energized enough to keep going through the day. And I did the guided meditation yesterday for the first time and feel I have the extra pep in my step. So that's thanks to you. So thanks very much.
Good. You're welcome.
So how did you even get into meditation? How did it start for you?
Well, the way the journey started for me was I was in my early 20s, and I was a associate editor of a literary magazine in Los Angeles, an avant-garde magazine. And the publisher, who was interested in all kinds of leading edge and cutting edge, knew information that like to pride themselves on being up on whatever the latest and research and cutting edge information.
Right, right.
And so the publisher wanted me to go out to UCLA and cover a story on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness.
A fourth major state of consciousness.
That means that it is not waking, sleeping, and dreaming, which are the three states of consciousness that we go in and out of every day.
Right.
That this is a fourth major state of consciousness. And it was a research, it was the research of a physiologist by the name of Dr. R. Keith Wallace, mm-hmm. who later wrote a best-selling book called The Neurophysiology of Enlightenment. So you can kind of see where I'm going with this.
And he does transcendental meditation.
Yeah, well, yes, but remember that when I went out to cover this lecture, it was not, I wasn't covering a lecture on meditation. I was covering a lecture on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness.
Right.
And it turns out that the methodology that was used, the process that was used to be able to go to this fourth state of consciousness on a regular basis and have predictable, measurable outcomes was transcendental meditation.
Mm.
So I ended up teaching transcendental meditation for 25 years. So what happened was essentially was that this fourth state of consciousness is a state of consciousness. It was described by Dr. Wallace as a state of consciousness that is not the waking state, not the sleeping state, and not the dream state, but it is a more enlightened, higher state of consciousness, a more coherent state of consciousness, and that that when a person is experiencing the fourth state. And again, it's meditation that accesses the fourth state. Now, integrated quantum meditation, my meditation technique, allows you to, in a very effective and efficient way, go to the fourth state.
Right.
And I will tell the story of how integrated quantum meditation came about, but it came about years after my lecture at UCLA on the discovery of a fourth major state of consciousness.
So then talk a bit about that, how you get from the transcendental to the IQ. Like, what does it even mean, an integrated quantum meditation? When I first heard that, I thought, mm-hmm. okay, meditation is not unfamiliar, but mm-hmm. I ain't never heard of IQ meditation. So break it down. What does it exactly mean?
Well, essentially that beyond the intellect and beyond our conditioning, and beyond our beliefs, there is a pure state of consciousness.
Right.
And that pure state of consciousness is the place that we go to in meditation. And the word quantum essentially applies to universally to quantum, the quantum field or quantum energy.
Right.
So quantum energy, our spirit or transcendental consciousness, transcendental awareness, is essentially the same thing.
So it's like the purest spirit.
It's pure spirit, but I like to refer to it as pure awareness, because we're all aware.
Mm-hmm.
But our awareness carries with it a certain amount of baggage, a certain amount of complexity. So our awareness can also carry our fears.
Mm.
It can also carry depression. It can also carry all kinds of sort of toxic emotions and feelings. So, and it's the sum total of who we are, all of that. However, beneath all of that, there is a state of pure consciousness or pure awareness that is not that. And so when a person is, that underlining state of pure consciousness, it actually, when a person goes to that state of pure consciousness, or that what we refer to also as transcendental awareness, or that pure spirit, if you will, or quantum energy, that experience is like a reservoir of consciousness. And when you go to that field of consciousness or awareness in meditation, and you come out of meditation, then it allows the other states of consciousness, waking, sleeping, and dreaming, to be greener, to be qualitatively better.
And so I'm somebody who always wants to know, okay, practically, in a crazy day when you're running around and doing 20 different things, and in New York, we all know that is our reality. If you're listening out in the tri-state area, you know, and in this economy, it's everyone's reality. And so I'm wondering how the technique enhances getting the most out of a day that is already packed with too much stuff. How do you kind of have the same amount of time and actually accomplish more when there aren't any more hours in the day that you could expand, which is what we all want and need?
Well, there first of all, there needs to be a very, very highly ordered energy field. That some people refer to this highly ordered energy field, and its relationship to cause and effect, to be something that is almost synchronistic, that things seem to flow almost as if the universe was a part of your day that was helping you organize. It's the highly ordered level of thinking and coherent thinking that allows for what you do during the course of the day to have a sense of fulfillment and additional energy associated with, additional energy and orderliness. So in the mindfulness forms of meditation, some of the listeners may have heard of Eckhart Tolle and Jon Kabat-Zinn. In some of the mindfulness meditation traditions, that's accomplished in one sense by being totally present with what one is doing. And being totally present with what you're doing, being in the moment, and occasionally being in touch with your breathing during the course of the day, and that sort of continued remembering to be in touch with being in the presence, and being in the moment, and totally fully aware of what you're doing in that instance, is what brings about a certain kind of descending of a certain kind of orderliness and a certain kind of fulfillment of being in the moment, and even a certain kind of happiness. That's a strange kind of happiness that comes out of that. So it's a wonderful idea, and it works for many. But unfortunately, due to the increasing fast pace of living in America, and I would imagine living in New York, because addressing Hell exactly yeah. what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
We just, the force of the, and the pressure and the stress of the demands of the day pull us so far into, because that's what focus is. So focus does not necessarily mean being in the moment. It means that you're focusing on what you're doing.
Right.
But being in the moment and focusing on what you're doing, that coupling those two together is what brings about this power and fulfillment. But the challenge with that approach to meditation is that the pressures and the outward pull of the stress and the pressures of the day, we don't remember to be in touch with the moment. We just forget to be in touch with the moment, because we're always in the future. We're always in the next moment.
Yeah.
And if we're not in the next moment, then we're hanging out in the past, pondering something, or feeling some sense of triggered anxiety or depression or something like that because of past stuff that we're reflecting upon. So we have a tendency to hang out in the past, or we have a tendency to constantly be driving forward, and we totally overlook the moment. So as a result, it's very, very difficult to remember to be in the moment with that type of meditation system. with this type of meditation system, and again, it did evolve originally from transcendental meditation. It's sort of the parental system that it originated from, but it's quite different from transcendental meditation. It's as easy as transcendental meditation for sure, but one of the things that it's definitely better at than transcendental meditation, it's easier to get into.
Right.
And we'll come back to that. So, but the when you do the integrated quantum meditation technique, as opposed to, say, mindfulness meditation and having to remember to be in the moment, when you do the integrated quantum meditation technique in the morning for, let's say, 20 minutes, and then you go into your day, you're an automatic pilot. That feeling that you just described of sort of having a sense of balanced energy, having a sense of peaceful focus, having a sense of being in the moment, having the sense of being orderly without having to think about it, and feeling a sense of fulfillment during the course of your day without you having to think about it, that is initiated, and that happens as a result of that 20-minute morning meditation. And then when you get to the evening meditation, because you do it twice a day, when you get to the evening meditation between 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock in the evening, it completely rejuvenates your nervous system, and it dissolves any new stress that might have accumulated on the nervous system. And it freshens up your mind so that you're clear and rested and rejuvenated for your evening program and activities. And because you would have de-stressed the nervous system earlier in the evening between 3 and 8, it allows you to be able to have a better night's sleep. Now, it's also interesting because, we're here quite early.
Yes.
And, I love it. I love waking up and being ready to go on the air to tell the listeners about meditation, which has everything to do with wakeful consciousness. But also that research clearly shows, and going back to the studies of Dr. R. Keith Wallace, one of the things that was distinctive about this particular form of meditation is that when a person does the morning meditation, it is the equivalent of 3 extra hours of sleep while waking you up at the same time.
Wow. What we wouldn't give for that. 3 extra hours of sleep that you actually feel that you had, even if you didn't have that. It's so fascinating to me because so often when it comes to meditation, there's a sense, you get folks like me who are and have always been interested in meditation, but have not necessarily made the time to go and learn a particular practice and want something that is simple and straightforward, but that I'm guided through, that helps me to get it done. And what is so amazing about you is that you as somebody who has taught this technique to this whole range from national leaders in China and Ethiopia and Ghana through to corporate professionals and corporate heads to the Hollywood set. So just tell us some stories about the folks that you have taught meditation to and how you've seen them change as a result.
Well, I have, as you mentioned, I directed a international teacher training course, one of the first truly international teacher training courses outside of Europe for transcendental meditation, and the national leaders of Ghana and China and Mexico and many African American students at that time, they were students, also took the training in transcendental meditation.
Uh-huh.
Bill Duke was one of them.
Oh, really?
Yes. He was with me in Ethiopia.
Oh, wow.
And also the teacher that went on to teach meditation to Oprah students in South Africa was also trained by me on that international teacher training course.
Oh, wow.
And but while I was in Ethiopia, I initiated the historical meeting between the founder of Transcendental Meditation, which was Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, and Emperor Haile Selassie. And in fact, Emperor Haile Selassie came and visited the teacher training course on Transcendental Meditation that I directed.
Wow. Haile Selassie himself came?
Yes.
For real?
There's a picture of my daughter on her first birthday in Haile Selassie's arms.
Wow.
Those are highlights, and that I'm quite proud of and memorable. But I'll share with you another one as well. But Emperor Haile Selassie also went on to have me to teach all of the ministers in his cabinet. That means the Minister of Tourism, the Minister of Defense, the Minister of Information, all of
the ministers.
He had.
We're taught this particular technique.
Yes, and Kibrit Dawit, who was the national leader of Ethiopia, who co-directed this course with me, essentially initiated the meeting with Emperor Haile Selassie. The two of us got our heads together and figured out how we were going to make this happen, and we made it happen. And then Emperor Haile Selassie wanted us to go on ahead and teach the people in the government. So some people say, did Haile Selassie learn to meditate? And that I cannot say. And if he did, he would have learned it from Kibra. And I also taught one of the presidents of Ghana, whose name I cannot say.
Right.
But
if I name all of them, would you just give me an honor and a yes? Because I can do that.
No, I'm sure you can. And that was pretty.
It wasn't Kwame Nkrumah.
No, it was not. It was post Kwame Nkrumah. Don't go
Jerry
there. Don't go there.
Okay, wait.
Anyway, so but I was invited. I was invited to Ghana to teach one of the Olympic a team of Olympic athletes. And while I was there, I appeared on television. Now, I don't do any advertising. Every place that I have ever been in the world, all the hundreds or thousands of people that I've taught meditation to have always been referred by somebody or by an organization.
Right.
And so in the case of Marianne Williamson, for instance, she would at her lectures at the Wilshire E. Bell Theater, where there would be hundreds of people every week, she would mention every week that George Kwan is the best meditation teacher for you to learn meditation from.
Right.
He'll give you a good, he'll give you an affordable price, and he will take care of you. So that referral came from Marianne Williamson, although there were hundreds of people in that particular venue.
Ah, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So I even look at even the listeners that are listening now are referred by, WBAI and the Pacifica Network. So, but I don't do any advertising. I don't do any outbound marketing.
Right.
But I appeared on television while I was in Ghana. And I had,
what year was it?
This was in the late 70s. Now you see it, trying to put together this president.
I know who it is.
So there were hundreds of people that came out for me to teach the meditation to.
Right.
And a car pulled up to the hotel that I was staying at. And the driver came over to me as I was having lunch. And he said, his excellency wants to talk to you.
Wow!
I said, "What?"
He said, "Fell out."
He said, "His Excellency wants to talk to you." So he took me to the castle, took me to the presidency's quarters, and that's when he told me he wanted me to teach him meditation.
Wow!
And so those are all memorable. I mean, those are all memorable occasions.
Right.
But the most memorable is. Senator Hank Sanders, an African American senator from Alabama, called me and asked me if I would teach a high school in Sumter, Alabama, to meditate because he sat on the budget committee, the education budget committee for the state of Alabama, and this school was about to be taken over. Mm-hmm. All African-American kids. And in the rural South, in Sumter, Alabama. And he had seen, Senator Hank Sanders had seen the incredible and immediate results that happened to the young people that I was teaching in the 21st Century Youth Leadership Movement,
right,
which he was a mentor for. So he saw those dramatic changes and immediate changes. He said, "Could you think you could do the same type of thing that you do with us at 21st Century? Do you think you could come in and do this in this high school? Because we're going to have to take over this school because they have the lowest grades in the achievement and grades in the state of Alabama." And so I said, "Well, how many kids?" And he says, 400. I said, "Okay." So he said 9th through 11th is essentially the range that they have concerns. And so I said, "Okay, well, I'm going to have to teach them 200 at a time."
Right.
Teach
200.
9th, 10th, and 11th graders and some 12th graders all to meditate at one time, 200 at a time.
Wow.
Two different sessions.
I bet you needed a meditation technique yourself after that.
And I settled them down in less than 2 minutes.
Really?
Yes.
Every educator in the land wants to know how you did that.
I settled them down in less than 2 minutes.
Through the IQ meditation technique.
Through the preparation for leading them into the IQ meditation technique. And the piece that I play at the point that I am actually initiating a person to learn to meditate, I do a particular piece that is actually called The Dolphin's Timeless Place. There's a certain guided aspect to it. There's music and so forth that just gets you that shift from beta to alpha, which is the first stage of meditation. So you know. That's just to get the teaching going, to get a person in the first stage of meditation.
Right.
And so I got them I prepped them for it. And it took some inspiration and motivation and so forth, and they were up for it. But here's what got them. Let me tell you what really got them.
What really got them?
What really got them was that behavioral scientist and neurologists say that we're only using approximately 3% of the brain.
3%?
Yes, that's what I said to them. And
wow.
They said, "Oh, wow." I said, "So everybody in the school system, everybody in the entire school system, everybody in the entire country, including your teachers and principals, everybody, basically using about 3% of the brain." And I said to them, "How would you like to be able to access the 97%? That you're not using?"
Wow.
"What do you think would happen with your grades?" And I got them right there.
Right.
And so
you got all of us right there.
And well, and at that moment, they were totally up and they were totally receptive. And then I went on ahead and gave them the integrated the IQ technique, and they all went right in. It's gravity. I mean, it's, you leave the mind to its own devices and it goes to pure consciousness, and it just, like an elevator, just goes right on down into pure consciousness.
Right.
And you are able to tap into your full potential there. You go past your conditioning and your beliefs and your I cans and I can'ts, and you get to that state of organic pure consciousness where the real intelligence is, where the real genius is, where the real self is, uncomplicated.
Mm-hmm.
And so... As a result,
can you imagine being in that state every day and living and loving and being in community and relationship from that place?
That is what
transforms.
And that is what WBI WBAI is offering the listeners that are listening right now. Just stay tuned. So what was the outcome then? The outcome was that once these kids started their journey with meditation, I called Principal Katie Powell, and by the way, this came down from Senator Hank Sanders, who sits on the Budget Committee for the state of Alabama, down to the Board of Education. The entire Board of Education wanted me to teach them to meditate.
After you taught the kids?
No, before.
Oh, really?
As a prerequisite.
Wow.
Once I taught the entire Board of Education to meditate.
Right.
And they loved it. And they saw how they could do their job better, manage stress better, be happier. Then they said, we're going to put together a retreat for all the principals in the county of Sumter, Alabama.
Wow.
And we're going to be bringing in some different speakers, but we definitely want you there to give them the IQ meditation technique. I taught all the principals under the Board of Education in a retreat set up by the Board of Education, all of whom were meditators.
Wow.
Senator Hank Sanders was a meditator.
Did you get to hear how the kids did after they here got
to there? Here we go. So we're heading towards that, right?
Okay, let's get that
final outcome.
Right.
So I called Principal Ms. Powell,
right.
Katie Powell. And I taught them around March. And so I called back around the end of April. And mid-April, and I said, Ms. Powell, how are they doing? And she said, Mr. Quant, violence in the school is no longer any violence in the school.
At all?
At all.
Wow.
There's not even a broken window. There's not even any new writing on any wall anywhere.
Wow.
And the students are much more focused. They seem much happier. They seem more confident and joyful. And as you instructed them to do, I see groups of them meditating in the library before they go home. And I see some meditating on the bus on their way to school, and they are not disturbed by other students. And
when was this?
This would have been about 7 or 8 years ago.
Wow.
And so then finally, when I called in June, and I said, how did they do on their test? And she said, well, Mr. Quant, we don't know exactly, but it really looks like they look like they really did good, but call us back in about a couple of weeks. I called her back in a couple of weeks. I said, how did they do? She said, well, Mr. Quant, they scored number one in the county on their test scores. Remember, they were at the bottom of the test scores in the county.
Wow.
They scored number one in the county. But here's the interesting thing.
That ain't interesting. That's good number one in the county. That sounds
but that's not them reaching their full potential yet.
I hear you.
They scored number three in the state of Alabama, which means that there was only two schools in the state of Alabama that scored higher than they did.
Wow.
And the single most noticeable thing that was introduced was the integrated quantum meditation. It works for, if it works for them, it will work for every listener listening. The fourth state of consciousness, when a person is experiencing the fourth state of consciousness, the metabolic rate of the body lowers twice as deep as sleep. When you go to sleep at night, the metabolic rate lowers about 10%. Breathing slows down, heartbeat slows down. When you're accessing the fourth state, the metabolic rate of the body lowers in the first 7 to 10 minutes, approximately equal to REM sleep. And there are moments.
REM sleep?
REM sleep, which is a deep sort of pure level of sleep. But at moments during the 20 minutes of meditation, the practitioner of this form of meditation is actually resting twice as deep as sleep.
Wow. But they're in a, they're wide awake.
But they're wide awake inside to enjoy that deep state of rest. In fact, the rest is initiated by the mind because we're meditating.
Mm.
And so the rest is initiated by the mind. So if you can imagine the mind gaining a state of rest that is so profound and so deep that the body starts to follow that state of rest, and then it starts to release stress from the central nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, and the immune system. And that's the reason why when a person meditates, it's the equivalent of 3 extra hours of sleep in the morning when they wake up. But it's waking them up rather than putting them into an altered state or back into a sleep state or anything like that. They're waking themselves up to a higher state, a highly ordered state of coherent consciousness, mm-hmm. the best state of mind to start your day. And then in the evening, it's the equivalent of a three-hour power nap. So then the listener
that 20 minutes meditation is the equivalent of 3 hours of a power nap
in the evening. Yeah, the evening meditation,
wow.
And because the state of rest is so pure while you're meditating,
because of that fourth state of consciousness.
Yeah, exactly. And so thank you for making that statement, because you see, going back to R. Keith Wallace and his studies. The reason why we call it a fourth state of consciousness, or reason why he addressed this as a fourth state of consciousness, is because although a person is wide awake inside,
right,
while they're meditating, they are actually experiencing a state of rest that is deeper than sleep. So we cannot call it the waking state because the body's resting deeper than sleep.
Right.
But we can't call it the sleep state because we're wide awake inside. So it's a state of consciousness unto itself.
Mm, but it's pure because you're not experiencing all the anxieties and the emotions
It's not the state of pure consciousness. Pure consciousness or pure awareness means it's not being filtered through our conditioning.
Right.
It's not being filtered through our beliefs.
Mm.
And it's, you know,
negative
it's,
or positive. That's not where it's living.
It's the field of pure awareness is actually a pure positive pole. And why do I say that? The reason why I say that is because of the fact that that pure awareness, first of all, when we associate negativity, toxic emotions, depression, and disease, we know that it is that 95% of it is exacerbated or directly created by stress.
Mm.
And this particular field of pure consciousness is a stress-free zone. So where can stress be found then? Stress is found in the central nervous system, sympathetic nervous system, and the immune system. And pure consciousness, one of the reasons why it's also associated with quantum energy,
mm-hmm.
is because it does not occupy space. It is actually a pure energy zone. It has no mass, it has no time, it has no space. And in fact, a thought, when you think about it, a thought has a beginning, a middle, and an end. And then a new batch of thoughts are born.
Mm-hmm.
So where do those thoughts come from? They come from a state of pure consciousness.
Mm.
So pure consciousness is pre-thought, and pure consciousness gives birth to thoughts. But when pure consciousness gives birth to thoughts, those thoughts are all positive. But the antenna that receives those thoughts from its source at that deeper, subtle level and delivers it to the brain, that antenna is the nervous system, and that's what distorts that energy, and it ends up being negative.
Wow, this is extraordinary. We are live in studio with really one of the master teachers of meditation, a global phenomenon in incredible demand, but right here live in the studio. George Quandt is with us in for Wake Up Call for the entire 2 hours. We've been talking for almost 45 minutes. And the beauty of all of this conversation is we're about to let you know what you're going to get as the premium, which is your chance to get what Haile Selassie got, what the ministers of Ethiopia got, what we're going to talk about the Hollywood Academy Award winners got, what those 400 students got at the high school in Sumter, Alabama, what the Board of Education got, what the principals got on their retreat, what people pay hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars for. We have exclusively here on Pacifica Radio for an nominal amount given who you are in the world. And so we're really excited to be able to offer that and to have you stay with us for the entire 2 hours to talk about this. So I want, before we start to explain what the CD is and what's on it, I just want two more stories. I know that there was a year in which you taught the IQ meditation technique, this extraordinary technique that you do twice a day, 20 minutes, very practical, very straightforward. We're going to tell you more about it. You're going to be able to get it. This is the beauty of this entire story. But you taught it 1 year to a whole bunch of folk who ended up winning Academy Awards that year. Tell me a bit about that story.
Yes. It was the year of Train to Yuma. It was the year of Walk the Line.
Mm-hmm.
It was the year.
Catherine Conrad.
Yes. It was the year of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm.
And several other films. And when you look at writers, directors, producers, you know, the creative minds behind the films, and as well as the, let's say, the 10 films that would have won, let's say, Best Director or Best Picture, you know, major awards. Of those 10 films that won major awards that year as Best Director, Best Music Director, et cetera, of those 10 major award-winning motion pictures, 7 of the Academy Award winners were practitioners of the integrated quantum meditation technique.
Wow.
Either writer, director, producer. It was a seminal year for me. And the only reason why they didn't give me credit when they were receiving the Academy Award is because of the fact that I'm considered to be the best kept secret among a lot of these Hollywood types that are behind the scenes in the industry.
Oh, really?
So they don't share me.
Oh, wow.
Pacifica shares me. The 12-step folks that I have, which is about 5,000, they share me. And all of my many, many meditators out there in that are, you know, just regular householders that go to work every day that just need an extra, that are looking for an inner life.
Right.
And they want their friends and family to have, they are anxious to share me.
Right.
So, but I love the people. I mean, I love everybody that I teach meditation to, and they're all special. That was a special year.
That's an amazing set of stories. 30 years of experience, master teacher of meditation. He's been doing that for 30 years, created and ran the IQC research. Him and George Quandt and his team got the biggest ever grant ever to study meditation. It's called the IQ meditation, the integrated quantum meditation technique. It's simple. It's straightforward. And more than that, it is available to you. It is 6:46, 45 minutes. We've been talking to George Quandt, master teacher of meditation, who's live right here in studio. So coming up, we're going to tell you all about the CD, what's in it, how you can get it, and what you need to do right now. Wake up call.
This Sunday, February 12th, Radio Libre presents its Valentine Aquarian Piscean fundraising extravaganza with live performances from New York City salsa bands Conjunto Imagen, Sol y su Orquesta, and singer Jenny Colón, along with Afro-Rican groups Pura Plena and Siembra Maestra. Afro-Cuban drumming provided by Rumba pa WBAI. To get on the guest list, call 212-209-2994. That's 212-209-2994 or email us radiolibre@gmail.com. So come to the party at the radio station at 120 Wall Street, make a donation and support commercial free radio WBAI.
Yeah. Hi there, Esther Armour, host of Wake Up Call. Well, your program director wanted me to do this script playing this crazy character in a Western. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. I do this straight, no chaser. So this is what I need. It's Fun Drive. It is that time. I need your help. I really need you to come on down and answer some telephones. The early morning hour is really when I need the help. So I'd be so grateful if you would come on down. The number to call after 9, 212-209-2800. Before 9, between 6 and 9, try this number, 212-209-2950. And come on down. I know you are the good, you are MJ Bad, and you are always appreciated. Come on down.
Ladies and gentlemen, on Friday, February 10th, 2012, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m., the award-winning Midnight Ravers will proudly present a double dynamite marathon special featuring two classic shows, Nina Simone, Soul and Fire, and by popular demand, a most recent classic, Shockwave. So, mark it on your calendar, tell a friend, tune in, and be sure to show your support. That's Friday, February 10th, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. The Midnight Ravers present Nina Simone, Soul and Fire, and Shockwave, only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Every woman is a working woman. Some of us in jobs, careers, or as artists. Some as mothers and caregivers. Some in political life or activism. And others as spiritual and community leaders. Join WBAI Radio as we honor the lives of all women during our International Working Women's Day two-day broadcast, March 8th. From 12 a.m. through March 9th at midnight. Women who would like to produce a program, tell a story, or sing a song during the broadcast and or participate in the day's activities, please email iwwdatwbai@gmail.com for information and to request a program application. Also, don't forget to tune in to 99.5 FM or WBAI.org on Thursday, March 8th and Friday, March 9th for 2 days of amazing programming.
212-209-2950. You're going to want that number because these phones are about to blow up. Live in studio, we have George Quandt, who is the master teacher of meditation. He's been doing this for 30 years, teaching transcendental meditation, but creating this incredible technique called the IQ meditation, integrated quantum meditation. It's practiced 20 minutes twice a day. It's not a religion or a philosophy or a lifestyle, but it is a global phenomena. We've been talking to George for these last 45 minutes. So this is a technique that Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was taught. It was taught to a president of Ghana, who I suspect I know who it is, but I won't say. It was taught to a whole range of Hollywood award winners. It was taught to 200 African-American students at a high school in Sumter, Alabama. It was taught to the Board of Education and the principals, from Haile Selassie to Hollywood to high school students. This is defined and described as the IQ meditation technique that enables you to really do less but accomplish more. And here in New York, don't we need that? So this is the beauty of this. The premium, you've got two choices. There's a four CD set, and you get the inspirational discourse that explains the benefits of meditation and how and why it works, and you get the technique and instructions, and you get the tips and guidelines for daily practice, and you get an explanation of being guided in IQ meditation for your technical support as you continue to do it. It's four different CDs. It's almost 4 hours of information. So when you look at the first CD, it really breaks down how your mind works. It explains exactly what it is. It shows you how not to concentrate. It talks about The Thinking Mantra Without Effort and the Benefits and Why They Last. The second CD is about how to meditate, your preparation, the ground rules, the insights for correct meditation, and how to do it exactly. The third CD offers you the tips and the guidelines for your daily practice. And then the fourth CD is how do you maintain and sustain it, your technical support. All four CDs, almost 4 hours of information. It is exclusive to Pacifica, and it is just $250. So you can start calling right now on 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. But as well as a CD, you get totally free a chance to have a CD that's a guided meditation. Now, we did this yesterday. In the studio. And the CD is yours. That guided meditation CD is totally free when you get this four CD set for $250. 212-209-2950. It is extraordinary. And I'm saying, we're talking Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia, all the ministers in his cabinet, the president of Ghana, Hollywood Academy Award winners, corporate heads, high school students, principals, the Board of Education, no advertising required over 30 years. That's how strong the technique is. Every single person is a referral. Now, the dude costs a fortune. We have a special exclusive offer here on Pacifica. It is just $250, but it's a four CD set. And I was saying this earlier. What I love about this is it's practical. So you don't just get an explanation of what it is. You literally get the blow by blow of how you do it. And it's only 20 minutes at the top of your day, 20 minutes at the end of your day. So George Quant very kindly gave us a guided meditation technique yesterday in studio. And you get one free when you get this $250 CD. I see the first calls have already started coming through. Thank you for those. And so we did it yesterday. And I was saying, I wake up crazy hours. I'm up and around at 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and I know there's a whole bunch of work. I see you all on the subway, and you always think about when you are up that early in the morning, it's getting as much as you can done before you basically crash, just because your body's tired and you're almost running on adrenaline. So I did my first guided meditation technique yesterday, and I was more rested when I woke up. I definitely have more energy, but not just that, I'm more focused, I'm clearer, I can get more done, and it's easier on me. And I was like, wow, that's just one time. Imagine if I was going to do this every day for my 20 minutes morning and night. So this is your chance to get this entire technique. I'm saying, if it's good enough for Haile Selassie in Ethiopia, if it's good enough for the president of Ghana, if it's good enough for the principals of Alabama, if it's good enough for the 200 high school students, if it's good enough for the Board of Education, if it turns around a class and a school in terms of violence and grades, if it makes ministers and leaders better able to lead nations, if it makes corporations better able to run those corporations, imagine what it might do for you and I. And when you think about the crazy energy here in New York and how this city impacts you, the nature of the economy and how much more we're all trying to do, don't we need, haven't we earned the right to get some good IQ meditation? Well, you can get it. It's yours. It's here. It's exclusive right here at Pacifica. It's just $250. It's four different CDs that take you through from the benefits, how and why it works, the technique and the instructions, the tips and guidelines for your daily practice, and then how to sustain and maintain it for your technical support. The whole how-to guide, four CDs, almost 4 hours of material, really extraordinary information, 212-209-2950. And so I had the first set of calls come through. We want the first 10 of you pledging at the $250 level for this. But there's also, you can get this. You get your free CD, which has guided meditation on it, which is George Quant taking you through exactly how to get into the meditation. And you need the help. I know I needed the help and you needed the help. And George revealed to us that apparently behavioral scientists and neurologists say that we're only using 3% of the brain. I was thinking, I've been on a few dates where I'm sure they were only using 3% of the brain. Question is, how much of the brain was I using when I said yes to go on those dates? Explore and encourage all of us to use the other 97%. 212-209-2950. Thank you. I see the phone lines lit up and coming through, but I can't hear the ringing. So let's see if we can fix that. 212-209-2950. 50. George Quant live in studio with us.
Yes, and also remember that with this system of meditation, integrated quantum meditation, remember that you only have to do 15 minutes in the morning,
right,
or 20 minutes or up to a half hour, and it impacts your entire day.
Mm.
And also remember that it works for everybody.
Yes.
That's the listener must know that.
Mm.
There isn't anybody that this has not, you know, not worked for. It works for everybody. And that what I'm going to do in this course is I'm going to teach you how not to concentrate.
Mm.
I'm going to teach you that when the mind wanders, you're still meditating. And the same laws that allow the mind to wander outward so easily are the same laws that allow the mind to wander inward.
Mm.
The only difference is that what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a little focal point to come back to, which is a few little Sanskrit, one little Sanskrit sound. It's a little bit like a musical note, and you think it, you don't say it out loud, and it has no religious connotation. This meditation is strictly secular. It's strictly scientific, although it puts us in contact with the higher self,
mm-hmm,
and all the spirituality that is contained in the higher self.
Right.
And all the pure energy and all the higher universal consciousness and aspirations. It has the same aspirational value, but it enriches wherever a person is in their life,
mm,
and where they want to get to.
And that's a beautiful thing, because that means no matter who you are, no matter what your job is, no matter what it is you're doing, this is something that can make your life better in all these different ways. And so when you hear that language, and I know when I was talking to George yesterday, and he's talking about how do you learn how to not concentrate, how do you know that you cannot concentrate and still be meditating? The beauty of the CD is it breaks down exactly how you do that. So it's a practical how-to guide. It's a full CD set. It's almost 4 hours of material that takes you through all the what you can do, what you have to do, how you have to do it, how long it takes. It's the absolute blow-by-blow account. 212-209-2950. It's yours for a pledge of $250. 212-209-2950. Is this phone system working yet? We want to make sure we can hear our calls as they come through. I know that the calls are starting to come through already. 212-209-2950. But you can also actually text your pledge.
Hi, this is Alec Baldwin, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Anything can happen.
Support WBAI, Peace and Justice Radio in New York.
27138. Or you can go online to www.give2wbai.org. That's www.give2wbai.org. 212-209-2950. George Quant live in studio with us.
Yes, and also, Esther, they have another option as well. So the four CD course, as you mentioned, it's beautifully organized.
Yeah, it is.
It is extremely user friendly. And the first module deals with all of the theoretical questions that you were listening to it earlier.
I was like, look at me listening to my CD.
So it's beautifully organized. There's music that comes in on cue. It's a discourse. It's an intellectual meditation. It's a discourse where I'm actually giving you the information, very scientific information, neurological information, the principles of how this meditation works,
right,
and why it works. But it's happening in such a wonderful and enjoyable way.
Mm.
It's a discourse, and it's almost like a meditation in itself.
Yes, and it's practical. Like, you really get it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
You really get it. And it's easy listening.
Absolutely.
And then the second CD or module two is actually where I actually teach you how to meditate.
Right.
Where I actually give you the technique. Now, once you learn this technique, you are totally emancipated from George Quant, and you are totally emancipated from the CDs. You will have the technique, so you do not have to have the CDs with you when you sit to meditate, because it's grounded in the technique. And then the third module, you know, includes the which is basically the third and fourth CDs. That is your tips and guidelines for sustaining your practice at home. There's even a little guided meditation that you can do, where I will guide you into meditation, and I will remind you of how and when to do the technique, and I will even bring you out at the end. Mm-hmm. But once again, that's only if you want me to do it, because you will be totally, totally emancipated, and this is something that will be a lifelong practice that you will always be able to do. You will not forget how. What's that number?
212-209-2950. And you heard George telling stories. The beauty of this, we had a senator from Sumter, Alabama, talking about needing this in the high schools. It was the lowest performing high school in the state of Alabama, in a place called Sumter. And George brought the IQ meditation technique, that's what it's called, the integrated quantum meditation technique, to 200 high school students. And the news from there was that the IQ meditation, which was the significant change that happened in those students' lives, literally changed behavior, created better focus, and this shift in their behavior. And I was saying, wow, every educator in America needs IQ meditation technique. But then the IQM technique was taught to the principals, to the Board of Education wanted it. There was a retreat for the principals. So I mentioned this. The high school students get it. The principals get it. The Board of Education got it. And then you had the nation's leaders. Emperor Haile Selassie of Ethiopia was taught this technique. He then asked for his entire cabinet, all his ministers, to get this technique. There was Hollywood Academy Award winner Catherine Conrad won her Academy Award. What was it, seven or ten? Seven.
She was a producer of two of the films that won the Academy Award for Best Producer, and she got those Academy Awards. But those films also won collectively probably five Academy Awards, because it won Best Director. Went on and on and on. So.
And they were so many of them were users of the IQ technique. There's a story about IBM and one of their corporate professionals who used it. Tell us that. 212-209-2950. I asked for 10 of you. I think I've heard about five. I need five more of you pledging at that $250 level for this amazing 4-CD set being made exclusively available to our listeners this morning.
The IBM story is really very, very simple. It's not so much that IBM, the corporation, embraced and brought me in to teach everybody at IBM to meditate, but it's even more special than that. The marketing director, international marketing director for IBM, was convalescing at her sister's house in Atlanta, and her sister gave her the integrated quantum meditation course. And so she took the course while she was convalescing, the CD course.
Right.
And she had such a